One of the major problems of the region has to do with poverty. How do we ensure that the people are assisted to improve upon their living conditions? We have a very short rainy season, and so one would have to look at how we can enhance farming to improve upon the living conditions of the people. Secondly, we have a problem with education, how to keep children of school going age in school. And you all know that most of them come down here during the long vacations to do some menial jobs, and they end up not going back to their region. That is becoming a huge challenge to the leaders of the region. I will collaborate with the various district assemblies to see how we can stand this menace. We need to keep the children in school. Basic things like the school uniform programs by government, school feeding programs, just to see how we can keep these children in school.
Now, cows are being killed, others are also shooting. It's a very market situation. So to me, if you don't come back to the table for all the players to be on the part of one team, in trying to resolve the issue, there are players in the team. They are the traditional rulers, opinion leaders, members of parliament, and RESEC. And we should all combine to provide a stronger team that will solve the problem. The moment we divide our front, we create more problems. I felt that the Mineral Commission will need to be handled well in the context of the fact that they had a map of the gold deposit areas in Ghana, and that map did not take cognizance of the actual development required in a particular area. So people who saw it felt that there's an opportunity for me to mine gold. But I think beyond its availability, they should also have gone ahead to say that these ones are not available for mining, these ones are not available for mining. So in some areas, maybe the agri could have been a better option. So I guess that first and foremost, those maps should be well looked at. And those which are mineable are those we should actually bring forth, so that people will know, go general and do it.
We have a problem, and the problem is having a long-term vision for Ghana sports. And I'm sure that given the nod, I will sit down with all the stakeholders for us to draw a pragmatic, visionary, you know, agenda towards redeveloping our sport in order to get Ghana back onto the map where it has always belonged. I will definitely meet with the leadership of these youth agencies. We'll find innovative ways of raising resources to be able to help in youth development. And as much as possible, I believe seriously that we can use the MMDAs extensively to be able to mobilize the resources needed to undertake youth development activities at the various MMDAs.